AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. It's a no. Auto workers in Alabama have rejected a push to unionize at two Mercedes-Benz facilities. The workers voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. UAW President Sean Fain expressed disappointment, but vowed to eventually prevail.
It's a David versus Goliath fight. Sometimes Goliath wins a battle, but ultimately David will win the war.
UAW has to wait a year before seeking another vote, and it follows a win for the UAW in Tennessee, organizing a Volkswagen assembly plant in Chattanooga. President Biden has now approved a major disaster declaration for Texas after severe rain and wind killed five in the Houston area. Just a short time ago, former President Donald Trump took the stage at Minnesota's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner. He was in Florida earlier today to attend his son Barron's high school graduation after being given the day off by the judge in his New York criminal hush money trial. Those proceedings start up again on Monday. This is ABC News. A year ago, Portland, Oregon was shaken by the deaths of six women. Now a man has been indicted in three of the cases.
But police and prosecutors in Portland are refusing to give many details. They say 39-year-old Jesse Calhoun has been indicted on three counts of second-degree murder and three counts of second-degree abuse of a corpse. He was already in jail on unrelated charges. Multnomah County Sheriff Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell.
Their deaths have caused fear and anxiety across our area.
Investigators say two more deaths are still being investigated. The death of a sixth missing woman last year has been ruled unrelated. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Canadian police say they've solved the murders of four young women nearly 50 years ago. The suspect is a deceased U.S. fugitive who was hiding in Canada from the mid-70s to the late 90s. Tonight, the Florida Panthers beat the Boston Bruins in six games in the NHL playoffs to advance to the Eastern Conference Final. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits? Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's
money doesn't tell the whole story.
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A long road trip for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers begin what will be their longest road trip of the season tonight in Houston. On the mound, the Astros right-hander Hunter Brown against Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta.
We have to understand that and admit that they are a very good team. But I know that, you know,
we have to give them some respect because they play the game and they play hard all the time.
Then on Monday, it's on to Miami to face the Marlins, followed by a trip to Fenway Park against the Red Sox next weekend. The Brewers will be back on Memorial Day in a game against the Cubs. NBA former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer introduced as the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Coach Bud pledged to win a title there. NFL, the Jets' Aaron Rodgers sat down for a two-hour interview with Tucker Carlson. The topics included Trump, Biden, Vladimir Putin, the COVID-19 vaccination, and Bobby Kennedy Jr. Former Packers tight end Robert Tonyan spent the past year with the Chicago Bears. The 30-year-old Tonyan is now a member of the Minnesota Vikings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. It's 67 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we kick off the week leading up to Memorial Day weekend with a round of the good, the bad, and oh, please, can we make it stop? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday. TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. The first hour here will be Congressman Ro Khanna with us for the hour, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. So if you want to get in line to speak with him, the number is 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, Simon Rosenberg, veteran political analyst, strategist, and commentator with two presidential campaigns. He was part of the Clinton War Room, senior role at the DNC. He's going to drop by and tell us about his thoughts on the coming election and where President Biden is relative to that orange criminal. Also in hour three, it looks like a Trump-linked dark money group just spent $90 million on openly racist and transphobic ads. This is pretty amazing. This whole Mark Meadows is part of this whole thing. And also our second topic, if you thought China was our friend, think again. The Financial Times has an in-depth piece about President Putin and President Xi's meeting yesterday and today in Beijing. And it's not good news for America, I'm telling you. But let's start out with Congressman Ro Khanna. It's in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. He represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. His website is khanna.house.gov. It's spelled K-H-A-N-N-A .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro, R-O, Rep. Ro Khanna. Congressman Khanna, welcome back to the program. What's on your mind on this beautiful morning or afternoon, I guess, in D.C.?
It's great to be back on. I was actually in Dearborn last night speaking to the Arab American Civil Rights League, to 600-700 Arab Americans, about the importance of bringing the war to an end and releasing hostages, the importance of recognizing young people's anti-war advocacy, and not demonizing America's youth while calling for a condemnation of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. And today I head to Vermont to speak at the Vermont state dinner, and then we'll be getting brunch with Senator Sanders. So it's a full weekend.
That's marvelous. That's marvelous. What are your thoughts on the state of the election?
We've got work to do. We've got work to do in driving the economic contrast. I, for the life of me, can't understand how we're down 10, 15 points on the economy when we know that Donald Trump's just going to get in there and give tax cuts and tax breaks to big oil and his corporate wealthy folks. And Joe Biden has actually been building the economy for the working class and middle class. But we've got to have a much stronger economic contrast. And then you know, I think we've got to go to college campuses and talk to young people and talk to college Democrats and not demonize young people. I mean, Democrats win elections when young people are inspired.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly seems that way. I think you're absolutely right. I'm also curious to get your thoughts on what's going on in New York City with this trial with Donald Trump and so many of your colleagues showing up to violate the gag order and diss our criminal justice system. This seems to me like you have colleagues who are openly dismissive of the American system. Do they want to turn America into Russia? Is that what's going on here?
I mean, it's embarrassing, and it would be comical if it weren't so serious. I have a role in Congress that you just don't comment on ongoing judicial cases of anyone. And here they are basically inserting themselves and missing. They had to reschedule our oversight hearing to last night because half the committee wanted to go down to Donald Trump's trial. I mean, this is the United States Congress. It's not some high school class where you go and observe moot court. It's just become a clown show.
Yeah, yeah, it is distressing. Lines are open, 202-808-9925. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Shall we pick up some calls, sir?
Would love to.
Okay, Chris in San Diego, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom, and Mr. Ro Khanna. I would like to suggest that we just got to, Democrats got to learn to change their branding. Instead of asking for student debt relief, why can't we just change it to a tax? They can write it off on their taxes. Then the Republicans can't vote against it. This is a stimulating tax relief. Is there any way we can do something like that?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I mean, the challenge is, probably a lot of students don't have the ability to have that income. And the other thing is, if you're just writing it off on your taxes, you're not solving the biggest issue, which is the credit's being ruined and the debt on your credit. But, you know, it's an intriguing idea, and maybe it could be a compromise position at least to try to get some progress.
Yeah, it also doesn't solve the problem of not having the money in the first place, to recover at the end of the year from your taxes, even if it was a tax credit. My mom in the early 1940s went to college at Michigan State University, put herself through college as a lifeguard up in Charlevoix, Michigan. Going to college at MSU. I mean, you could do that back then. My dad went to college for free on the GI Bill. Do you see any possibility that we might get back to that? It was the Reagan administration that basically reversed this. It used to be 20% of the cost of college was paid for by tuition and 80% was paid for by various government grants. Now it's reversed. It's 80% is paid with tuition and 20% is government.
Well, you're absolutely right to pin the blame on Ronald Reagan, and not just ideologically. I mean, it used to be to go to the UCs, even UC Berkeley, which is the crown jewel of the University of California system, basically it would cost about $500 a year, and they'd throw in the football tickets. And then Reagan came in, and he had massive, massive state budget cuts. And that's what led to the explosion of the cost to college. And now in states, actually red states, in states that need the educational investment the most, it's sad that they're the ones having the cuts, the most severe cuts. And so I think that the only way we're going to restore this is to have the federal government help, and to say, if you want the federal government help to make public college free, you've got to, as a state, put in at least a third of the funding. And that's basically Bernie Sanders' free public college bill.
Yeah, I mean, that's investing in our intellectual infrastructure. Patsy in Arroyo Grande, California, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. Thank you for listening to me. I'm on the Medi-Cal program here in California, and I recently got more or less knocked off of it because my income from my COLA from the Medicare boosted me up into a place where I'm no longer qualified, other than coming up with a $1,500 a month deductible. I mean, I only get $2,300 a month in Social Security. How am I supposed to come up with $1,500? When are they ever going to raise, the minimum requirements for income? I'm 84 years old, it's kind of a slap across the face.
Well, Patsy, I'm sorry you're going through that, and that is outrageous that at 84 you're having to call in to Tom Hartman show worried about paying the bills to get basic health care. This is why we need to move towards Medicare for All, where we don't have any deductibles and zero premiums. And you say, well, how are you going to pay for it? Well, we can have people who are wealthy pay more, and everyone who can afford it can pay something which is going to be much less than the premiums and the deductibles that we face. And we need to increase Social Security. And you say, how are we going to pay for that? We scrap the cap. I mean, right now, you get no tax on income over $160,000. That is not fair. And I'm just sorry that our government has sort of let you down by not giving you sufficient Social Security and by not having health care after you've lived a long life of contribution.
The vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Congressman Ro Khanna, taking your calls for the hour. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna. You can find his website at khanna.house.gov, K-H-A-N-N-A. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be right back.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more. You're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and then they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour in a progressive national town hall meeting. Wayne in Philadelphia, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Good afternoon, Tom and Congressman Ro Khanna. Listen, a couple weeks back, I saw you on the Bill Maher show. You were on there with Nancy Mace. I think Eric Holder was one of the guests, too. I don't watch Bill Maher, okay? But when you were on there and I saw Eric Holder being there, I wanted to see what was going on. So Bill Maher asked Nancy Mace, why did she flip to MAGA like that? And she went off on a tangent about Joe Biden is the reason why. And you sat up there, you didn't say anything. So Bill Maher looked at you and said, you're not going to respond to that. And you said, I'm trying to be nice. You got to stop trying to be nice to these people, man. You have to expose them. This is why your Democrats are losing in certain areas, man. I'll hang up and I'll listen to their comments off on.
Well, I appreciate that. I think what happened in that exchange is that Nancy Mace had talked about being a survivor of rape. And what I had said is I didn't want to interrupt her. I was being polite and while she was telling that story because she was telling the story as a survivor. But then I did make the point that I think it was perfectly legitimate for George Stephanopoulos to still ask her, given that experience, how does she justify supporting Donald Trump? But I wanted to do that with a sufficient appreciation and empathy for her telling the story as a survivor, as I would for any woman who went through that.
Yeah, and I would add, and I don't know if this was the situation, but I've been on Bill's show 4 times, and he basically looks at you by way of kind of giving you permission to speak. And it can be kind of intimidating. I have been criticized also for not rebutting right-wingers because Bill just moves things along, you know. But whatever.
Well, and sometimes at those shows, you don't want to get into a shouting match like on the oversight committee on a show. Sometimes it's more effective to let your point be known and not to, you know, the point of those things isn't a debate.
Yeah, I get it. David in North Miami Beach, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, thank you, Professor. Greetings, Congressman. I'm hoping now that Tom Selleck is out of a job, maybe he can be part of a financial literacy summit, say, between you and Mike Rowe and, you know, college youngsters. Even our allies don't understand how expensive college can be and how poorly it pays out. I mean, I may have to teach Tom Selleck how to get a reverse mortgage to save his ranch. Because the seniors who want to teach the youngsters about financial literacy, they're not so smart. I mean, I was there watching Susie Orman here in 2019, just before the crash. Any wisdom, suggestions on how to teach the elderly?
Well, I'm all for financial literacy, but I think the bigger issue is what the cost of college and the cost of medical care and the cost of child care become in this country. And we are at a place where we're making more wealth than ever before. That's what's happening in Silicon Valley with the AI and digital revolution. We can increase taxes on the billionaires and millionaires and those who have done very, very, very well so that we can afford free public college, free vocational education, Medicare for all, childcare at $10 a day, and ordinary people not only can be have financial literacy, but can actually pay the bills.
Barney in Argus, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, thank you. Argus, Indiana.
Indiana, I'm sorry.
My wife, right. Yeah, thanks, Tom. My wife and I wanted to ask the congressman if the Biden administration has a plan for another insurrection, since so many of them have said that they are not going to recognize a victory unless it's from Trump. I mean, all the things that we're discussing don't seem to be relevant if there's going to be another attempt to overthrow the government. And I think it ought to be obvious, especially to people like you and the congressman, that are right in the middle of this. So I'd like to know your if you have any comment on that.
Well, Barney, you're right to be concerned. I was on the House floor one of the days that we weren't in session, and this group comes in doing preparation in case of emergency situation of how to secure the Capitol. And I'd never seen that before January 6th. So I do think that there are people who are aware that, frankly, some of the internal threats we face to democracy are the most serious and are going to be prepared to secure the Capitol and to secure Washington when the transition of power happens. It's a sad thing that we have to do that, but I know in the Capitol and also in the administration, there are plans to make sure that there's a secure transition.
Denny in Wenatchee, Washington, you're on the air with Congressman Connor. We just have
good
a minute
morning,
left, by the way. Quick one, please.
Okay, good morning, Congressman. I have a theory about immigration that it would be better to have the immunity hearings held in the countries of origin. And I'm wondering, does the Congress have to approve that, or could the president do it by presidential order?
People have to show up at embassies to apply.
Look, I think it's a good idea. We've tried it with Obama, tried it on some pilot programs. The Congress would have to authorize funding and support for it. It's not, it can't get everyone, because obviously a lot of times it's very, very hard to show up to an embassy or to show up to an overseas facility. But that said, I think it would make a much, much bigger difference, and it should be something that we explore.
Do you think there's any possibility that the Senate-passed immigration bill will be brought up in the House?
No. I don't, because Johnson won't let it be brought up.
Is there any chance that there'll be another attempt to dethrone him and Democrats might go along with it?
Possibly, if he does something outrageous, but we're only going to get worse. And so I think at this point, the Democrats are pretty confident we'll have Akeem Jeffries in November and are probably focused on that.
Yeah, I get it. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A dot house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back with your calls for Representative Ro Khanna.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. It's a no. Auto workers in Alabama have rejected a push to unionize at two Mercedes-Benz facilities. The workers voted 56% against joining the United Auto Workers Union. UAW President Sean Fain expressed disappointment, but vowed to eventually prevail.
It's a David versus Goliath fight. Sometimes Goliath wins a battle, but ultimately David will win the war.
UAW has to wait a year before seeking another vote, and it follows a win for the UAW in Tennessee, organizing a Volkswagen assembly plant in Chattanooga. President Biden has now approved a major disaster declaration for Texas after severe rain and wind killed five in the Houston area. Just a short time ago, former President Donald Trump took the stage at Minnesota's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner. He was in Florida earlier today to attend his son Barron's high school graduation after being given the day off by the judge in his New York criminal hush money trial. Those proceedings start up again on Monday. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Sharday Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now
to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Billy Zane is playing Marlon Brando in a new biopic called Waltzing with Brando. The film debuted at the Cannes Film Festival and is based on Bernard Judge's memoir, Waltzing with Brando, Planning a Paradise in Tahiti. Judge was recruited by the actor to design the first ecologically perfect retreat for the island Brando purchased in the South Pacific in the 60s. Brando most famously portrayed Vito Corleone in The Godfather and is a two-time Oscar winner. To combat the lack of original ideas coming from showbiz, this is the age of the reboot. The latest rebooting will be from TBS as they've announced a new version of Dinner in a Movie. The network says the reboot is due in part to a lack of material thanks to the writers and actors strike last year. So they are hoping more people will want to watch movies in their home. The original show was hosted by Paul Gilmartin and aired from 1995 to 2011. The reboot will be hosted by Jenny Mullen and American Pie's Jason Biggs. Just don't let him near the baked goods. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A sunny and warm day again for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. In the late afternoon and evening, a couple of storms could pop up. Another nice day for Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 80. Currently, it's 66.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, and going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass,
though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Toomey and Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who gives us an overview of summer weather and tells us how to deal with ticks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Up in the Klamath River there, I know it's been pretty controversial, but from my perspective, I see short-term problems are worth the long-term gains, and I wanted to know your take on it, sir.
You know, in candor, I haven't studied that carefully enough to give you an opinion off the top of my head, but I'm happy to look into it, and if you follow up, call in next week or a future time, I'm happy to give you my opinion.
Will in Bushkill, Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Representative Khanna. I have a favor I'd like to ask you, Representative Khanna, if you don't mind me putting it that way. Forever we've been debating, I think, why is it that the Democrats can't quote unquote get their messages out? And I can see, and it's obvious to me, it's not from lack of trying. You guys are, you're right on all the issues. You're trying like hell to get that word out. It's not that. The problem is that I really believe that you guys haven't worked the refs enough. The Republicans have been doing this forever. They've been blasting how the mainstream media is biased against the right wing.
This is Lee Atwater's campaign in the 80s.
Right. You guys got to work the refs. Real simple. You need to start complaining. You need to start confronting these networks and journalists to their face and say, cut the crap. Stop shilling for Republicans. I know that's hard to say, and I know there's a reluctance because it's going to make you seem like you're complaining, but you have to do it. Anyway, that's my thought for the day.
Well, I appreciate it. I agree with you that the Republicans have played the victim card very well, demonizing universities, unfortunately, demonizing the media. The other thing they've done well is build a infrastructure for right-wing radio talk show hosts, for newspapers, for digital sites, for a cable with Fox, and we don't have the comparative infrastructure on our side. So I think we have to make the investment on the left in building our own infrastructure.
Just following up on that real quick, it was reported this morning that on TikTok, pro-Trump posts outnumber pro-Biden posts by more than 2-1. And it appears a large part of this is because of the Chinese algorithm that's driving the thing. Obviously, President Xi would much rather have Trump in office than President Biden. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'd want to see evidence that that's the case of Chinese interference. I mean, I know that there's a lot of people on TikTok who are upset with the President Biden's policies on Gaza, and so maybe that's why there's been more criticism of the president. Obviously, we should have zero tolerance for any foreign government interference on a social media app, and should make that clear. But I'd want to see evidence of that actually happening, as opposed to just speculation.
Yeah, they'll never release the algorithm. I guarantee you, but I get it. Keno in Lakeland, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello. Thanks, Congressman, for allowing the public to
talk with you. I've been promoting the idea. Willie Nelson had a book in 2021 called Letters to America, and he promotes the idea that there needs to be a national holiday for elections. It's long past due. I think it should be on a Saturday myself, but it even may need a constitutional amendment. But if it's still possible, may I request that you promote the idea that this be put in the Democratic platform for this year, and so that it's shown that Democrats want democracy. Now, the Republicans will resist it, but we might get Willie Nelson to come along and join in with the Democrats. So could I request that you promote this idea of putting it in the platform for this year, a national holiday for elections?
Absolutely. I think it is in our House bill on democracy, the John Lewis bill, but I absolutely support it because it allows working class folks to be able to vote. But it also gives us a time to celebrate and participate in democracy. Imagine if that day was centered around different civic events. It could really help re-energize American democracy. So I'm a big supporter, and we'll share it with colleagues.
Steve in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air with Representative Connor.
Morning, gentlemen. Congressman, I'd like to ask you a question, also a comment here. Louis DeJoy in the Postal Service. I know there's apparently a bill sitting in the Senate with Chuck Schumer and stuff. What I'd like to also state, to get rid of DeJoy and replace him with these board of governors. One thing I've noticed, my wife works in advertising, and she's mentioned to me that in the past 3 years, there's been two bulk postal rate increases each year. That's hard on businesses. Number two, he's destroyed millions and millions of dollars of postal processing equipment. If I went out and took a baseball bat to the mailboxes down the end of the road here, I'd be in prison. Why isn't he in prison for this? And also, what do we got to do to get Chuck to do this? We shouldn't have to call his office. He needs to do this. Thank you, Congressman. Have a great weekend, you and Tom. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I've been after DeJoy for years on the Oversight Committee. I think he's been incompetent. I don't think it's just because he wanted to potentially interfere with the last election and mail. I think he wants to privatize the Postal Service, and he has been trying his best to hamper the Postal Service. And I believe we need to continue to have oversight over him, and then ultimately it's the board's decision whether he gets to keep his job. But I've called for him to resign many times.
Do you know the status of the two new postal board of governors appointees from Biden? I believe they're before the Senate, and they will presumably flip the balance enough to fire him.
Yes, I don't think they've been confirmed yet. I'm not sure, but
that's what I'm wondering is, why hasn't Chuck Schumer prioritized this?
You know, it's a good question, and I'm happy to actually call over to see what's holding it up, because I agree with you, and especially as we head to another election where absentees may come into play. So Monday I'll call over to Schumer's office and see if we could get any movement on these two nominees.
We get calls on this every week. Mary in Las Vegas, you're on the air with Congressman Kyle.
Yes. Hi, like the last caller, I'd like to see DeJoy get the boot. Congressman, I just have some comments. I think Jasmine Crockett is just refreshing. I love watching her in the hearings. I think the Democrats ought to run ads with her going off on that Putin, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who supports Putin, evidently. Just, you know, and I love the way she showed Comer in that Raptor Jordan what real evidence looks like. There's another good ad. I agree. I think we should go after him, and I don't think her language is too strong at all. She calls it as she sees it, and I just love it. And Social Security, I don't hear any talk about Social Security. I think people, the older folks like me, better realize that American fascism is going to eliminate all of their social services.
Well, let's start with Social Security. You're absolutely right. That's on the ballot. You know, Donald Trump and his cronies have been talking about privatizing Social Security. I mean, Donald Trump comes in election time and says, I'm not going to cut Social Security. But he's supporting House Republican budgets that would create a commission to raise the retirement age, to look at benefit cuts. And in contrast, Biden wants to increase Social Security benefits, and we need to hammer that home more and then deliver when the president wins. On Jasmine Crockett, I mean, the attacks on her were unconscionable yesterday night, going after in her personal appearance, in derogatory comments. That has no place in the Oversight Committee, and I'm glad that she didn't just take it and stood up for her own dignity.
Stephan in Mentor, Ohio, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good morning, Tom, and good morning, Congressman Khanna. My statement is that the White House is woefully missing the messaging thing. And again and again and again, you hear about messaging. What is it about the Republicans that are so much superior in messaging the wrong side and they're winning? How can that be? For example, the issue with Israel. There are many people who are very upset about what's going on over there in Gaza. And the distinction lies in the fact that the message ought to be, we are supporting Israel, and that is evident, but it's Netanyahu that's the problem. It's not Israel that's the problem. It's Netanyahu.
Let's have a look. The Republicans have an easier job to do. It's always easier to be the party that says, let's just have tradition. Let's not have government. Let's blame and scapegoat other people for the problems. There's no imagination. It's appealing to people's grievance and anger. The Democrats have to say, no, we have an aspirational, hopeful message. We understand that the society is changing, but here are the ways that we're going to make the future and that society better. That requires more skill. That's why it usually requires people of Obama's talent or John F. Kennedy's talent or FDR's talent to win, because you're trying to move for a programmatic change in society, as opposed to just saying, well, everything used to be great and we don't need government. So we have a more complex message, and that means we need to do a better job of explaining it. But the bar is higher for what we're trying to do than someone just coming in and saying, let's just go back to how things were and let's blame others for our problems.
Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of California in the U.S. House, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Khanna.house.gov on the internet. Rep. Ro Khanna on Twitter. We'll be back with your calls for Representative Khanna. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between DePere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
It struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use, which is why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf stable. It's dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls. Congressman, you had started a rant there, and I had to cut you off because we hit the break. You want to revisit that, or you want to move along?
I get so frustrated by the assault on anything public in this country, when it's public schools or the post office. These are the things that built America's strength, and they're undermining sort of the key ingredients to America's success.
Yeah, I'm with you. Stuart in Santa Clara, California. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you, Representative Connaught, or Congressman. I am one of your constituents. I voted for you, and I appreciate everything you're doing. Two quick questions, or at least the number one is, what can you and Congress, or us, the public, do in reining in the problems with the Supreme Court justices not standing aside when they have conflicts of interest, and there seems to be no one to tell them there's no laws, nothing put into place? Do we need to come up with some type of an amendment or something that the citizens of the United States need to vote on to make sure that they follow a rule? And then in Congress, with what happened last night and the continued problems with certain individuals in Congress who yell, attack each other, what is there to contain them or kick them out of Congress?
Well, sir, I appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words. Usually that's followed with a but, so I appreciate that you didn't do that. Let me give you an answer on both. On the first one, we just have to be far more assertive. I mean, we need a judicial code of ethics in this country, or Supreme Court term limits. In the Federalist Papers, they never thought that the Supreme Court would be a powerful branch because the Congress had the money and the executive branch had the military. But our leaders have been so meek in standing up to the Supreme Court and threatening subpoenas for Roberts to actually testify in criticizing these justices. I think we've got to be much bolder in the rhetoric that the court has been delegitimized and that we're going to stand up and investigate the conflicts of interest and corruption. And not let the Supreme Court push over the other branches of government. On the second point, you know, there needs to be decorum and basic rules of civility on the House floor. I don't think the penalty for it should be expulsion, but there certainly should be order that is kept in like you would in a town hall. I mean, if someone is misbehaving in a hearing, they should be kicked out of the hearing, just like the constituent would be at a town hall.
Rich in Cassiopolis, Michigan. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman Khanna. My question is about the Iran nuclear deal that Mr. Trump got rid of. Do you think, in your opinion, that things, first of all, would we even have a Gaza war? I just picture Iran being helped by, you know, the lack of sanctions and being economically better than it was prior to the deal. And I people blame Mr. Biden for, you know, this whole war, but I think it's actually on Trump because he got rid of that deal. What's your opinion on that?
Well, he made a mistake when he got rid of the deal. Jim Mattis said the same thing. Look, Iran and Israel both have to come to the recognition that neither is going to be able to blow each other off the map. We need a new security agreement. And I don't think China should be the one trying to broker detente between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The United States should lead. That's what President Obama was trying to do. Trump ripped it up. He tried the maximum pressure campaign. It didn't work. Now Iran's closer to the nuclear bomb, and there's no effort to figure out what an architecture for peace should look like. It's easy to launch verbal assaults against other leaders. It's hard to build a security apparatus. That's American leadership. Whether it was the UN or NATO, we need leadership to build a new security architecture in the Middle East.
Congressman, just 10 seconds. Thoughts on the next week?
You know, I think we've got to stand up to some of the shenanigans of the Republicans in Congress. Where they're getting desperate and they're going to, you know, they're trying to hold Merrick Garland in contempt, trying to rattle us. But I think if we just focus on what are we going to do for the working class, the American economy, and being reasonable folks who want to put the country ahead of partisanship, the voters are going to respond and we'll be back in control of Congress. And we've got to elect Joe Biden president.
Yeah. Amen. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by.
I always enjoy it.
Thank you. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Simon Rosenberg. He's going to tell us his thoughts on the election going forward and hopefully a little bit of good news. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at Cozy Earth.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us as we look back on the news of the weekend and how the Willie Nelson concert was and your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.